Hello, my name is Giuseppe Tarragó, and I am a researcher at the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology of the University of Barcelona, and I am going to present the poster entitled Targeting the Metabolic Vulnerabilities of Metastatic Colorectal Cancer. This work is a collaboration between the University of Barcelona, the Francis Crick Institute, the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, among other institutions. Colorectal cancer metastasis constitutes one of the major challenges for medicine research. It accounts for the vast majority of deaths in colorectal cancer, and its mechanisms are still poorly understood. Many genetic events have been identified during the formation of colorectal cancer tumors. However, when it comes to the metastatic process, less genetic events are found, and other changes related to epigenetic or metabolic reprogramming emerge to be important factors. Therefore, our goal in this work is to identify such metabolic features of colorectal cancer metastasis in order to find potential therapeutic targets using a systems biology approach, combining experimental and computational research. Our experimental model are same patient-derived cell lines that represent different steps of the metastatic progression, from the primary colon adenocarcinoma cell line, SW480, to the lymph node and liver metastatic derivatives, SW620 and LIM2, respectively. Furthermore, we have added a non-tumor colon epithelial cell line that will allow us to validate that therapeutic strategies are specific for cancer cells. First of all, we performed a full metabolic characterization, including mainly risk spirometry assays, metabolite consumption and production rates, 13 carbon-based metabolomics, and targeted metabolomics. The results we found were that the metastatic cell lines present an enhanced glucose, glutamine, and TCA metabolism, as well as higher mitochondrial activity. All these metabolic features of the metastatic cells in vitro were confirmed to happen in an in vivo environment by injecting the cell lines in immunocompromised mice. An in vivo metabolomics study was performed by giving the mice boluses of 13 carbon labeled glucose and glutamine and extracting the metabolites from the tumor. Then, a genome scale metabolic modeling approach was applied to integrate multiple layers of data, including metabolomics and also transcriptomics data. Once the metabolic model is obtained, knockout simulations are performed to identify essential genes and synthetic lethal pairs, which will constitute the model predictions of possible metabolic targets. Among the list of model predictions, we selected the ones that were predicted to be more specific for the metastatic cell lines and not for the primary tumor cell line, which were mainly genes related to the folate and cysteine metabolism. These targets, then, were validated back in the colorectal cancer cell lines, including the non-tumor cell line. Among all the validations that we have performed, we found two inhibitors to be specially effective for the metastatic cell lines without affecting the primary cell line or the non-tumor cell line. What's more, we tried the combination of these two inhibitors based on the fact that both targets are related to redox metabolism. Cysteine is crucial for glutathione synthesis, and folate metabolism is one of the main sources of reduced NADPH. The result was a synergetic effect of the combined inhibition of the two pathways using the inhibitors against system XCT and MTHFT1. In order to conclude, we could say that we have observed interesting metabolic differences between the primary and metastatic colorectal cancer cell lines. Mainly, an enhanced glucose and glutamine metabolism, which was confirmed in vivo. Also, the computational approach that we applied on our data allowed us to uncover some metabolic vulnerabilities that were successfully predicted, as we have afterwards validated them. Such vulnerabilities, mainly regarding folate and cysteine pathways, could constitute a promising therapeutic window for future treatments against metastatic colorectal cancer. Well, here I finish my explanation of the poster. I hope you liked it, and thank you very much for your attention.